Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Our baseball expert from the Rock Sports Complex. What's your title over there, Fireman Jim? Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, there I am. They keep changing my title. I was GM. I'm still a GM. Now I'm like sports and entertainment director.
Oh, yeah.
Are you like De Niro in Casino where they have to keep changing your title?
To keep the IRS off me? Was that the reason?
An inspector or something. You don't have to go through some kind of,
Keep changing it, man. Keep changing it. In fact, I've been scouting minor leagues
food
now.
Food and beverage drink manager.
I am not F&B. I know that for a fact. I'm not F&B. Don't throw me on that.
F stands for food
and beverage. I am not that guy. But I am S&E now, sports and entertainment.
Okay.
I get bands, baseball. I'm scouting minor leagues now for getting entertainment for our team next year.
How bad has the rain been for you boys over? Oh, boy. Here we go, Brian. Thanks. See, this is, I'm going to let him bring it home.
It's not your 331 days.
At 0800 this morning, I have a PBRs in town doing a scouting showcase.
Professional bull riders?
Prep Baseball Report is in town scouting. They have a showcase for the top high school kids in the area starting at 8 o'clock this morning, and the fields are pretty well soaked in the outfield.
Do you have any drain system under
those?
We
do.
Or is it just,
we have drain tile everywhere. Trust me, I've learned all about it. Learned all where the drain tile system is.
Yeah.
The problem is right now is we have construction going on there for the new stadium. Mm-hmm. And there's
that'll be open next year, right?
Open next year.
Yeah.
So we got trucks rolling over behind the fence lines where our drain tile goes, and they're crushing our drain tile.
Oh,
is there a gravel base or anything?
Yeah, they got some. Yeah, they got the gravel base down.
All right.
So with the new stadium going bond. In, we were talking about naming the team a few weeks ago.
Yes, we're down to our final three.
Okay, so we have three. What are the names? Because there were hundreds and hundreds.
There are hundreds
of
names, and here's the final three. Ready?
And the cash prize for this is what again?
$1,200 cash plus season tickets.
Right. Right, okay. Season tickets
for next year, for 2019.
For the 2019 season.
And some swag, all sorts of fun stuff. So here's the final three. We have the Dairyland Milkmen.
No particular order.
The Wisconsin Crop Dusters.
Okay.
Or the Dairyland Haymakers. So you get Haymakers, Milkmen, or Crop Dusters. So vote on that. What do you think?
Crop Dusters is
Crop
about
Dusters
farting.
Is my favorite. Well,
no, it's not, Brian. It's Genesis was in planes flying over the crops.
Right,
and
but that's what
now
everyone,
think in marketing
everyone who
terms.
Votes on these sort of things, you know what they're up to.
I think I would. I don't want to sway anybody, and I hope you are strong enough to make your own decision, but I agree. There would be all kinds of references to crop dusting if that happened.
Now, is that a marketing genius,
no.
or is that going the other way with it?
If I'm...
It's like asking to be kicked in the ass.
It's why don't you be the... Kick me in the asses.
Yeah, right.
You've just been crop dusted. Remember, like the opposing team hits, we hit a home run.
And it could be a play. It could be an airplane sound that you play over the PA, but it could sound like a
and then you can have like
tooting
stinkle vision there.
You've been crapped. Yeah, I see where you're going with that.
Sulfur gas.
What about the milkmen?
But they could be the dusters.
Well, the dusters.
And that's not a bad nickname, the dusters.
No.
Still there.
That was a cool, then you got haymakers or milkmen.
Haymakers, are we talking about like a punch like a haymaker? Or are we talking about
making hay?
Making hay, right.
But then you can, of course, market
I'm a little
it.
Tired of all the dairy references, the cheese
stuff.
But
remember
the
stadium.
The
okay, so the dairy.
We're really the cranberry state,
That's true.
Well, we're we sell more mixed vegetables.
More vegetables, yeah.
The theme of the stadium is going to be farm themed.
Okay.
I think it's going to have a little silo for the kids to play in. I don't know. It's going to have a farm theme going on, so that's where the angle we're taking with that. So I've been out scouting. I used to do the entertainment for the Kokomo Jackrabbits a couple years ago. Every inning.
Do they have a lot of jackrabbits in Kokomo?
Apparently, that's why they're called the jackrabbits. Because you have to have entertainment between every inning at a minor league game. Every half inning has got to be some kind of zany, kid-friendly, fun entertainment. Because, it's minor league, so you want to have fun. So
that's nine innings a night that you got to.
Times two.
And if it's a blowout, there's nobody there after the sixth and seventh.
Right. But the best thing about minor league baseball is, it's so inexpensive to go to a game. And they're giving away prizes constantly. There's T-shirts, there's bobbleheads, there's all entertainment. Right. And that's what it's made for. So
the game moves along, too.
It
that's
moves
nice
along
part.
Quick, and the kids have access to the players for autographs and pictures. And it's a fun time. So.
It is.
And I've been to, three games in the last couple months, and I need some more ideas, though. So if any of the listeners have some ideas for some sweet between-inning games.
Between innings, not a theme night, but a between-innings
between-inning
idea.
Games. I've seen all the regular stuff. There's been some pretty creative stuff out there, but I want some brand new stuff.
What sort of budget do you have to work with on something like
that? I think like $400.
An inning or for the night?
For the whole season.
For the season.
I don't know what my budget is yet.
$400. I could probably get something.
You might be able to recycle some ribbons and some recycle. So I need some ideas. So vote on the team. Mm-hmm. And then give me some ideas.
Just so you know, Wisconsin's number 4 in vegetable production in the entire U.S.
In the entire U.S.?
Entire U.S. California, Idaho, Washington, Wisconsin.
What about making hay?
Because hay? I'm not finding hay.
Well, milkmen, though, we're number 2, right? Didn't California pass?
California or Florida, we might be third.
We might be third or fourth.
Could be fourth, yeah.
Well, number 1 in your hearts, though.
Well, we talk about it more than anyone.
Cranberries. Count on the cranberry.
It's not in the final 3. I can't go with that. So
the
Cranmen. Vetoed.
The Berry Busters.
Nope. Well, I kind of like that now.
The Field Flutters.
Think marketing. Marketing terms.
What are we growing up in the Wausau area? It turned out it was
perfect. Like ginseng. Or ginger or something.
Yeah, we got a lot of that in the state.
Hey, we got GNR playing Thursday at The Rock.
GNR. Yeah. Okay, I know what you want me to say. Guns and Roses.
No, not them, actually, but the Acoustic Act GNR. So Thursday Food Truck's back.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. We're into summer now.
Show up there. Come on.
All right, I
got to
get that on my schedule.
Yep, and Superfly Saturday night. Funky disco. 80s jams of Superfly.
This is at the Umbrella
Bar?
And
listen, my team is playing on Pirates Field that night. You can watch me play as you watch the band from the patio. And you can heckle me during the game.
Oh, how about
what number are we wearing there?
17. 17 since 1982.
Wait, you were number 19 on our
show. Only because Brad Weber had 17. He wouldn't give it. I offered him a Rolex. I offered him all sorts of stuff. He would not give me the number. So I'm 17 is always my number.
Brad
Jim
Weber.
Kenner was number 17.
He sure was.
Yep. That's why I like it too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
the classic Brewers.
Right. Since we moved over to the Brewers, let's talk about them a little bit. May was a spectacular month for the Brewers.
Yes.
June, kind of a struggle so far.
You know,
mixed result. We'll say it's a mixed bag.
That's because we're used to winning, and that's a good thing. Win, win, win.
It's
and
true.
Then we start playing .500 ball or losing a couple series, you know, to the Phillies at home. People are getting a little bit of a panic mode. Not much. We're still in first place. We still got a half game.
I was
going to
say,
the
problem is we have a first place team and we're complaining about them.
Right. And you're seeing the
bullpen
that was just dominant. They're still dominant. They've given up a couple runs. Hader gave up a run. I mean, the other day, they're human. You've never seen an ERA on a pitcher of 0.00 for the season. All right?
I was just going to say, I knew at some point those guys were going to give up some hits, some runs, games were going to get away. It's a long season. It's going to happen.
For those who don't understand what an ERA means, if your ERA is 1.0, which is phenomenal, that means you get one earned run every 9 innings. That's phenomenal. We
explain
have four
an earned
guys.
Run. Why is it an earned
because
run?
Because if you're pitching really well and your outfield's making errors and your shortstop boots the ball and those guys come around and score,
then it's their fault, not yours.
That's an unearned run. That should have been an out.
Yeah.
That's
that goes on their ERA, not yours.
Right.
Yeah, you never see it. What's
and
that
there's,
outfield
there, trust me,
ERA.
There's stats for that. They got stats for everything nowadays.
Yeah.
Some metrics. So under 2 is phenomenal. So, yeah, they're going to get a couple runs here and there, and it's going to happen. It's bad when it happens in bunches, when the entire bullpen has like 3 bad days in a row.
They had 6 shutout innings yesterday.
Right, exactly. I mean, Freddie Peralta.
Well, Freddie comes up, called up from the minors again. What's a guy got to do to get a spot in that rotation?
Well,
he's thrown 2 shutout games.
Throw 2 shutout games. He's got more strikeouts than innings pitched. He's relying on his cutter and his fastball. He's throwing. I mean, he's pitching well. He's earned his spot, and he's going to pitch again on Sunday.
You would think that Cy Young is on our pitching staff when somebody like that with those numbers can't get a starting role.
Right.
Repeat your observation from yesterday.
Oh, when the Brewers lose,
they've
lost
30 losses.
Right.
1/3 of those are shutouts.
That's crazy.
But
10
out of 30 are shutouts.
But I said, so it's still just one. It's still a loss in the loss column.
Doesn't matter.
But you didn't score any runs. Would you? And for the people who go, yeah, but we got no offense.
But
would you rather lose 10-9 and still get that loss?
Some people would.
If it happens, if something happens a lot, it indicates something is going wrong over and over again.
Craig
right?
Council addressed that. He said, we're counting on the same people to do the heavy lifting for us. We need other guys to jump up and get those hits.
And that's an excellent point because the bottom of the order has not been doing much at all.
He said,
7-8-9. I mean, pitchers 9, but 6-7-8, they have not been producing. They did a couple days ago, but that's what you need, a consistent lineup. Obviously, your best hitters in the front, but you still need the guys to produce all the way through. This is a fact.
I think if you have the answer to this, you may have a major league position waiting for you. How do you shake that up?
Right. I mean, how if you have a whole roster right. of 290
That's
hitters, you're
why
great.
Manders make the big money.
Right.
I mean, it's tough to get these guys. I mean, you send Arcia down. That was a tough decision. They sent him down, you know, last month. But they did, and he got called right back up. But they want to get him out of his doldrums to get him hitting again.
I got to tell you, I'm a little – this whole Euchre thing, them wearing the jackets, always makes me nervous ever since the Zoot Suits.
Oh, that's right.
Because remember they were playing so well, what was it, 10 years ago?
And they went to St. Louis, right,
yeah.
or something?
They put on – everybody wore their suits, and the rest of the season was a disaster after that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
when I saw that,
the Euchre jackets are trouble?
It's 10 years
– Just keeping them loose.
Well, that's what the Zoot Suits were supposed to do. Hey,
different set of guys.
Very important to have a loose dugout. I mean, the Brewers do have one of the loosest dugouts, it seems like, in baseball. They're relaxed. They're having fun. I mean, and that definitely helps. It definitely helps guys going up to hit, but it doesn't produce all of their hits.
You know what Craig Counsell reminds me of?
What?
A dad who's driving his kids someplace, and there's just all kinds of racket in the backseat, and he's watching the road.
Right,
because he just sits there and stares at the game. He doesn't turn around and like tell him to be quiet or laugh or engage or anything like that. He's
not turning around. He's
focused.
He's focused, but he will discipline when necessary. And I mean, we got a first place team. He's doing a good job. Thing is, who are our all stars this year? The all star games in a couple weeks.
Well, our best all star right now is Lorenzo Cain, and he's in 11th place.
Yes. Right.
So
the odds again, him in the starting three are probably not going to happen. I mean, hopefully he gets added to the roster, but then you got Hader as a pitcher, you know, so we deserve to have two or three guys who are in first place, you know.
I'll take first place over a lot of all-stars.
I will too.
It's like sat through a lot of bad Brewer teams where you got to have one guy in the all-star team.
Yeah, but it turns into a popularity contest.
Right.
So yeah,
I'll take first place.
I agree. In first place, and we got the rubber match today in Pittsburgh, and then they're back home for a few games.
This is a quick road trip.
Yeah, they get a lot of home games. Like I said, the offense, you know, they score 10 runs, they score no runs, they score 9 runs, they score 3 runs. It's been kind of a little wavy run here. So that's one thing they really got to focus on right now.
Cards are next, so
cards,
what
yep.
about them?
They're always a headache.
They're in third place right now. I think we got a 4-game lead on them right around. And yeah, they're a thorn in our side always. Matheny knows what he's doing. You know, he makes the most out of his players. So don't take them lightly.
Okay, so if they're home and it's against the, you know, perennial division winner, is splitting?
Well,
okay.
Splitting's nothing wrong with splitting. You want to take 3 or 4 if possible, but you know.
Well, I want to take 4 or 4.
4 or 4
is
always the best.
Sure.
That's, you know, is that greedy?
No,
that's spoiled fan.
That's what you want, man.
Okay.
You want to be too
aggressive as a fan. And can you be too aggressive as a fan when you go, well, I'd like to win all 4? That's a little aggressive.
St. Louis wants to take 3 or 4 for sure. But yeah,
right.
As a fan, you want to get there. You want to win, win, win. And the Brewers, first place.
Put them down at home.
Well, they finish up tonight with Suter on the hill, so it's going to be a fast game.
Yeah, he's pitching well, too.
Don't get to the game late when Suter is pitching.
No.
You're going to miss about 4 innings if you do.
Exactly. Works fast. And, you know, go for the series win here, come back home, and then take care of business at home. And before you know it, it's going to be the all-star game. Right?
Suter likes to get the ball and throw.
Yeah.
He likes to get it and just let's go.
He likes to
and
work
batters
fast.
Step out on him all the time to slow things down. Mm-hmm. And I heard him say he takes that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Because I would have thought that would aggravate the hell out of you.
No, defense loves a pitch like that to work behind because they're ready to play defense. They want the innings to go quick. They don't want to be waiting for blah, blah, blah. You know, they want the game moving. They're always set and ready to go.
And Houston had won 12 in a row, right, until last night?
And then they lost,
I saw a stat that said in the games that Justin Verlander has thrown 10 strikeouts, in the games that he has pitched 10 strikeouts, they're 0-3.
That's crazy.
They're 0-3.
Give him some offense. Wow.
He's thrown 10 strikeouts
in 3 games.
They're 0-3.
They're 0-3. They've lost them all.
He's back to his Verlander of old since he left Detroit. Man, he's dominating.
He's settling right in there with his supermodel wife.
Right.
Yeah, that
maybe
didn't hurt. Kate Middleton.
Upton.
What a great Upton. Yeah, not
She's
Kate
She's probably
Middleton.
In the stands going, hurry up. Hurry. Get home. And you know what I can do there.
Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout.
Yep.
It's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon, 3 at a time.
What? 3 strikes
Yeah, and an elephant is a batter.
Hurry up and get home. Well, thanks very much. We'll talk more baseball next Wednesday. I hope the fields dry out over at the Rock.
I hope so.
All right. When's the final name of the team going to be in?
I think next week.
All right.
July 4th at the latest.
Can't wait to hear what it is.